Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and joining me right now is Angela Luskin, Health and Fitness Manager for UP Health System Portage. Angela, it's always nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Rick. Always great to be here.
Coming up really quick, in fact, just next weekend, is going to be the Canal Run, and this has been an interesting year as you've been preparing for this. I'm sure it's been a lot of fun.
It has been. It's been a little challenging, but a lot of fun as well.
Yeah. I'm, of course, being facetious, of course, I know it's been a lot of fun, but of course, you know, for the, how many years is this? 43
days? This will be 43 years. Yes. Isn't it incredible?
Yeah. It's like, I can't believe that. It's such a huge event. So many people take part in, and I was actually able to get a kind of a front row seat last year for the first time, so that was really nice. And last year, as it has done for so many years, the Canal Run, you know, starts up in the northern side of M203 and then comes down and then ends in downtown Hancock. But we had a storm a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you noticed, you know, and there was some flooding and some stuff. Well, M203 was one of the roads that was so severely damaged, and the Sweettown Creek Bridge was completely washed out. I've been over there, and I can't believe, you know, that, I mean, there's nothing left of that bridge.
We were there a couple weeks ago, too, and the damage is absolutely incredible. When you look at it right, you know, next to it, you're standing right next to it. It's incredible.
So a few days ago when I was there, they had a little wooden bridge that they finally put up for just to get from one side to the other, mainly for the workers, really, there that are trying to get things cleaned up and put in a temporary bridge, which is not even anywhere close to being ready yet. But that little bridge is enough for about one person to shimmy across, and certainly not enough for the racers in the Canal Run. So you've had to make a change of plans.
We sure did, yes. And we've, you know, we evaluated all options. And one of them, we did, you know, look at that footbridge. You know, would there be a possibility? But like, you're right, there's no way 800 plus participants can go over that bridge, you know, without being held up for quite a long time. So we really, you know, evaluated, talked through many different options, and we have a decision. You know, we made a plan, and we think it's going to be a good one. So this year, instead of ending in downtown Hancock, we're going to end at McLean State Park, and it's only for this year. 2019, we'll be back to the normal Canal Run course, but for 2018, all races will start at their normal starting locations, the normal time, the normal starting location. So the half marathon will start at Coscola Road, and those participants will run to the bottom of High Point Road, and then they'll turn around and head to McLean State Park and finish within the park. Our 10-mile events will start within McLean State Park, run to the bottom of High Point Road, turn around, and then finish at McLean State Park. Our 5-mile event will start up High Point Road, and they'll, instead of turning left to go to downtown Hancock, they will turn right and run and walk to McLean State Park. And then the new 2-mile event that we added, it just happens to perfectly line up with the Hancock Township Fire Department building. So that is where the 2-mile event will start, and everything will end within McLean State Park. Even our kids' dash will be able to be held there. And we really believe this will be a safe option for our volunteers, our participants, and our spectators.
Well, at least you were able to come up with something that sounds like it will work. It could have been a lot worse.
Right.
You know, had the northern side of Houghton County been hit as hard as the southern side, you may not have had anywhere you could run this.
Right. We would have been very challenged then. You know, one of the things that we need to think of for the Canal Run is, where can 1,000-plus people, you know, be outside, you know? And our spots are pretty limited, but McLean State Park offers that capability quite easily for us.
You know, you've been having registration that's been open, and, you know, it seems like every year that we talk is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
And how has the events of the last few weeks affected registration?
You know what is incredible about this community and the supporters of the Canal Run? We are tracking about 60 ahead of where we normally are at right now. So, you know, as we do this recording, we are just over 500 participants. And typically within the last 2 weeks of the race is when we really see that momentum increase. So I will not be surprised if this ends up being a record-breaking year, which is incredible. So thank you, all of you supporters. You guys are amazing.
How is that possible?
Right? And people didn't even know you know, those 500 people, we just released this information, you know, not too long ago. So they were signing up before they knew what was going to happen with the event. So that just goes to show the dedication and support of this awesome community.
The people that run this every year, I guess, you know, for them, the silver lining is, well, you'll have a completely different view.
Right.
You know, you're running in the opposite direction, so the sun will be in a different spot. It's going to be like when they close down Hancock Street or Quincy Street, and you can drive down Hancock the opposite way.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, this kind of neat.
Looks it's really fun. And you know what the joke kind of is right now? This is more of a canal run than it's ever been. You're running it out and back on the canal virtually. We're not leaving the canal. We're very close to the canal the whole time.
All right. Well, don't get used to it, because it will be back in downtown Hancock, because you always love that downtown Hancock ending. Of course, it's not only great for the racers, it's also good for the city. And,
absolutely.
You know, if there was any way to keep that, I'm sure that would have been a priority. Right.
And we evaluated every option to stay with a downtown Hancock finish. And one thing to mention too is nothing is changing for Friday night. So Friday night, we will be in downtown Hancock. The key ingredients will be taking place, and that event has really taken off. There's going to be a ton of free food, music. I think they're doing a car show. They're doing a lot of events Friday night for key ingredients. And then the canal run will be at the Finnish American Heritage Center, and we will be doing registration and bib pickup from 3 to 8 p.m. there. Gino's will be hosting a pasta dinner there as well, so that's going to be exciting. We'll have some vendors there, so kind of like a little expo going on as well. And so everything is the same on Friday night in downtown Hancock.
Gino's under new ownership recently. I've heard great things.
Me too. I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so at the finish, how is that different than what you normally do? What's going to take place at the park, I guess?
Sure. So everything that typically takes place on Quincy Green for our downtown Hancock finish will take place at McLean State Park. So the finish line will be really, almost as soon as you enter the park, right where that first pavilion is at, our finish line will be set up there. We'll have our chute. We actually have a new addition this year. As long as it's not windy, we have a big blow-up finish line arch, which will add to some excitement there. And then on the lawn area at McLean State Park and in that first pavilion will be our finish line tent. So that's where, you know, all of our participants will get refueled with Gatorade and snacks and water. Our massage therapist will be on the lawn as well. We'll have our bag pickup. There will be a couple vendors as well. So everything that you're used to on Quincy Green will just take place on the lawn at McLean State Park.
Including the Kids Dash, too.
Yes. So the Kids Dash, they're going to go right through that finish line. So they'll go through our normal finish line. They'll get the excitement of, you know, being a Canal Run participant. So that'll take place at 10:30 a.m. on July 21st.
Now, because of this switch, what is different as far as parking or getting to the starting zone?
That is a very key part, Rick, that we want to make sure everyone understands. So we are having all of our participants and spectators park at the First Apostolic Lutheran Church, which is just north of McLean State Park, kind of by the Calumet Waterworks Road. They have a large parking area for us. Everyone will park there. They'll get on shuttles, and then we will take you to your race starts. And then when you finish at McLean State Park, there will be buses there waiting for you to bring you back to your vehicle. And we really want to make sure people are aware we upped our buses, so there will be no waiting. We're not going to wait for full buses. When you want to go back to your vehicle, get on a bus and they will take you there. And a lot of people, you know, in the last couple of days, I've been getting questions about, well, why can't I just park in McLean State Park? Well, McLean State Park does not have parking for 1,000 vehicles. So we want to make sure that, you know, we don't have a lot of traffic too, that it's driving by that finish line that's going to be in the park. So it is safest for everyone involved if everyone parks at that First Apostolic Lutheran Church up on M203.
Is there parking there for 1,000 vehicles?
There will be close. So if those that can carpool, we do encourage that. And we do usually see a lot of that on Canal Run Day because so many families do this. So we should be okay.
Okay. And no charge for that shuttle?
No charge for the spectators either. You know, anyone that takes that shuttle, that's completely free. So, please, you know, remember to do that. The other thing, in the past for the Canal Run, we've had spectators that will occasionally drive back and forth on M203 to cheer their, you know, family and friends on. This year, we, you know, the road M203 is not open to non-local traffic. So only local traffic, you know, residents that live on M203 or people that work on M203 are going to be allowed onto that section. Because again, the safety of the runners and walkers, because this year we will have people on both sides of the road. So it is crucial that, you know, traffic is very limited on M203.
I suppose too, also, without parking in the park, if you don't have the passport or you don't want to pay the $6, right, you know, that you would have to pay to get to park your car in there. So this way, if you don't have that passport already, you can avoid that $6 charge. Correct. Of bringing your, you know, car into the park.
Right.
Which I have, because I support our parks. All right. Well, that's, you know, it all sounds great. I really think you've done a pretty good job on coming up with a good plan and saving the Canal Run, because it could have very well just simply been canceled. And that's, right, you know, that nobody wants that.
No, I don't think that would have been good, you know, for this community. We need this event to take place.
Yeah. All right. So if people want to get registered, what are their options?
Yeah. So if you head to canalrun.com, you can register online there. Or if you stop at the Portage Fitness Center on Sharon Avenue, we have registration forms there. You can get registered there. The price will go up on July 20th, which is the last day to register. So, you know, get registered. The earlier you get registered, the greater chance you have of getting your t-shirt on the first, you know, first time. One thing to mention about the t-shirts, they run a little small this year, so size up. So that is helpful information. But yeah, our website, you know, not everything is up to date exactly at this moment, because we're moving pretty quickly, but we will get that done as soon as possible. You know, our Facebook page is a great place to look for updates as well and information. And, you know, we should mention volunteers too. Volunteers will be needed for this event. So if you want to head to canalrun.com, there's a volunteer tab there. We still need probably about 40 volunteers. We've really been pretty quiet about our volunteer recruitment, you know, over the past many weeks, but now we'll start making that push. We still need people for aid stations. We still need people at the finish line for backup timing. We need less volunteers, you know, since we're not doing all of the road crossings in Hancock, and we have a couple aid stations that will be serving dual purpose since it's out and back. But we still do need volunteers. So we encourage people, if you're, you know, looking for something to do that day on July 21st, we'd welcome any help you can give us.
Yeah, being there, just being a part of it, is a lot of fun, because there's so much excitement in the air, and everybody's, you know, they're fired up. They're gonna have, you know, they're there to have a good time. Of course, my job was easy. I was there playing music, so it was, you know, kind of fun to be just part of that atmosphere. So it's, you know, you were alluding to how much work volunteers have been doing recently. Yes. And I understand, you know, hats off to all those people mucking out basements and, right, doing all that backbreaking work and dedicating all that time. This is a little bit easier of a volunteer opportunity if you're looking for something that maybe isn't so intensive, you know, to be able to help out with a canal run. So, right. Where do you want your volunteers to let you know that they're available?
Yeah. So if you head to that website, canalrun.com, there's a volunteer tab. But if anyone has information or wants information or wants to, you know, if they don't have internet access, my number is 483-1153. So I welcome any calls. If people have questions or if they want to volunteer, please feel free to give me a call.
Okay. And if you're looking for a link or more information, of course, we do have that up on the community calendar at key10report.com. You also have a pretty good active Facebook page too, as well. Just I simply typed in Canal Run and it popped up right away. So it was no big deal at all. And so you have a half marathon, 10K run and walk in a 10K?
Yes, so we have the half marathon, which is just a run. And then we have a 10-mile event that you can, it's a 10-mile run or a 10-mile walk. And then we have a 5-mile run or a 5-mile walk. And then we have a 2-mile fun run walk. That's the first year of this event. I have so much excitement about that event. Some of you may know that at one point we were kind of debating a marathon, and you know, that's not completely off the table, but we did take it down a few notches, you know, and instead we went on the other end of the spectrum and said, you know what, a 2-mile event opens it up to more people. And that is what we're looking at for the Canal Run. I would love to see, you know, an event for every person. And if people want to walk that 2 mile, if they want to run, walk that event, or if they just want to run it, whatever they want to do, you know, to get to the start of the 2 mile to the end, they're welcome to do. So I love seeing the huge participation by families. So the 2 mile is a great event to do that for too. You know, if anyone's on the fence, the 2 mile is a great place to start.
Well, it's coming up pretty quick here. If you didn't know about the 2 mile or you wanted to get ready, do you have time?
You do have time for a 2 mile, especially because it's not just a run. You know, you have that option to walk as well. So, you know, you have a little over a week to start training for that 2 mile. And that is definitely doable. So, you know, if people start out, they want to, you know, a 15 minute walk, and then, you know, maybe the next day or 2 days later, start with that either 16 or 17 minute walk and just build yourself up. And, you know, you can start either with the run or with walking that as well. And you could get that 2 mile distance in. The nice thing about this course too, it's really very minimal elevation. So we won't have that last mile and a half of that elevation to get to downtown Hancock this year. But do know it's coming next year, so train accordingly. But this year it's relatively flat, which will make it a little better, a little easier.
Always turn around, say better, but turn easier. It around and run downhill. Right? That'd be a lot easier for me. I was going to attempt this. You know, we've mentioned a few times just about the atmosphere and the excitement and how much people are having a good time. And if you, you know, would like be like me, a little weary of trying to run 5 or 10 miles and then being part of the 2 mile, if it's a way to get your foot in the door and see it, I bet it will encourage people, you know, to build up and say, okay, well, you know, I did the 2 mile, you know, I survived that. And then maybe now you have a year and try to get ready for maybe go to the 5. And you know, who knows? It doesn't mean everybody's going to run the half marathon. Those were some pretty intense runners that were at the starting line for that. I mean, people that do this and enjoy doing this and putting their bodies through this. But it's there if you ever decide to, you know, work your way up there.
Right, we don't always have to build up, right? You know, build up with the distances. But that is what's really neat, too. And, you know, especially when you see, like, some of the younger population, too, that will start with that 2 mile. And maybe in a few years they'll want to, you know, tackle the 5 mile, and you know, some of them might go on to tackle the 10 mile as well. So that's going to be really awesome to see. And we already have seen some of that with the 5 mile. And one of my favorite parts about the Canal Run is when I hear people come up to me and say, you know what, I've always been so leery and so afraid and intimidated to do a competitive event like this. But they said, you know, I took the first step forward and I did it. And I am so happy that I did it. I loved it. This is really a great atmosphere, a very welcoming, fun atmosphere to do an event like this. So I would encourage people to give it a try because it really is something else.
Well, if you are that competitive person and you want to try to win the thing or place really well, that's great. But I think for a lot of people, just simply the accomplishment of finishing it is that's reward enough. They don't expect to be the one to break the tape. They just, you know, want to, you know, not only participate, but finish it.
Yeah. My guess, Rick, is probably 10% of the Canal Run participants are out there for the competitive nature of it. That's how everyone's out there cheering everybody on. And most people are out there to finish and have that accomplishment of finishing. And then to be, you know, with their family and friends too. It's a really big community reunion at the end for the Canal Run.
Everything gets started early in the morning. And so it wraps up around lunch?
We're actually typically wrapped up by 11 o'clock. Uh-huh. Usually 10:30 is when almost everyone is finished, but for sure by 10:45 a.m. And so you still have the rest of your day. So it's Saturday, July 21st. And, you know, a lot of families will do the event and then they'll go off and they'll picnic or, you know, do other obligations for the rest of the day. So it's really not a huge time commitment either.
Well, if you're just coming for the spectator side, what time should you make your way to the church so you can get the ride over to the park?
Yes, that's a great, you know, something that we definitely need to touch on. So it will take a little bit longer for those that live on the south side of Calumet to drive up and around. So you're going to have to go through Calumet to hit M203. So please, you know, take note of that. Add extra time onto your travel to do that. But I would say get to the finish line around 8:30. So to do that, you probably want to leave around 7:30 or 7:45 probably, you know, from your area in Hancock to get up around in Calumet and get on the bus and then get shuttled to the finish line.
All right. Of course, we've talked about the number of volunteers it takes to make something like this happen. It also wouldn't happen with all the people coming together, both your sponsors and other supporting organizations. I want to make sure that we acknowledge those as well, because this event doesn't happen without them either.
Exactly. So we have some amazing sponsors for this event. UP Health System Portage, Finlandia University, and the Keweenaw Co-op are three of our title sponsors. So all three of those organizations provide staff to make sure this event happens, you know, dedicated staff. We have an amazing committee as well of just people that aren't affiliated with local organizations necessarily, but are there just because they love the Canal Run and want to support that. So I have to mention Chris Van Arstel with Superior Search and Rescue. He has been instrumental in like our safety planning and a lot of our medical items as well. And then the communication, because we don't have cell phone service, a lot of 203s, so they provide ham radio operators for us. We have Mary Myers with TV6 News that... is on our Canal Run. There's a lot of people, you know, the list of all of the names are on our website. So please check them out. They all deserve great credit. But then we also have supporters like Moyle, Express Storage, and then Northern Specialty Health as well, that all give monetary donations to the Canal Run. And what helps us with that is, you know, one of the questions we always get is, what does the Canal Run do with all of the money they make? So I will tell you, the Canal Run doesn't make a ton of money. If people knew that, for shirts, for example, we pay $13,000. You have to pay for your awards and the porta potties and permits, and you know, the cost is pretty substantial when you're doing an event of close to 1,000 people. But thankfully, we have been able to operate on a positive note. And any money that we make above of what our expenses are has always went back to the community. So we have a Canal Run Gives Back program. And I think we're up to about $10,000 over the last 5 years that we've donated back to the community. And this year, any money for the Canal Run Gives Back program will go to the Keweenaw Community Foundation and the Portage Health Foundation for our flood relief. So that's exciting.
Yeah, that's great. So, all right. So coming up, what's left that has to be done between now and the start of the race? Because, you know, it's, you've had some changes and things. Right. And so, I mean, you're getting to be crunch time here.
It is. So we have a lot of logistics that we need to iron out. We have a lot of them taken care of already. But we still have a ways to go. But, you know, we will get it done. A lot of it is just kind of figuring out those logistics. You know, for me personally, I've been involved with Canal Run for many years. And I wouldn't say it's easy, but I know what to expect, right? I have my plan set for the way the Canal Run has always been. Well, now that there's this change from that, I have to think of, you know, okay, how do I still have a well-organized event that covers all of the bases that need to be covered? So right now it's kind of sorting it out in my head. And then like the other day, I was looking at my course setup instructions, which are, I mean, that's a pretty intense document. And I'm like, the Sweet Town Creek definitely changes that. So I need to make sure I have vehicles on both sides. And, you know, the other thing, we need to make sure that we have enough fuel on the course for all of our racers, because we've taken off 3 of the aid stations, the water stations.
Okay.
Because they were on the other side of Sweet Town Creek. So now I'm like, I wonder how much liquid that's, you know, of Gatorade and water that, you know, we need. So I will make sure there's, well more than enough that's needed. And then we have a water supply truck too. So it's just working out all of those details and making sure I get them right. Because, you know, you think about it, I've had 10 plus years to work out all the little things, little kinks that have come up in the Canal Run. So I hope there's no kinks. That's what my goal is.
All that water and Gatorade, do you have to buy that or is that donated?
No, we buy that. And what is really awesome, our facility staff at UP Health System Portage, our night staff, will fill all of those, I think they're 10-gallon water coolers, the night before, and then mix all the Powerade. They send them all of the coolers that week go through our kitchen services, through the dishwasher, and then they are filling coolers a good chunk of the night, which is awesome.
Well, since we have a couple of minutes left, and I know people are going to be out getting ready, whether they're training or they just like to go out and run for fun, let's talk about some I guess tips for having a, you know, a running program for yourself, for those that aren't used to this, what are some things they should keep in mind, or, you know, if they just want to start running, that maybe, you know, could save them some problems along the way? Yeah.
Right. I think one of the key things, starting slow. You know, the worst thing you could do, if, you know, someone's been a runner in the past, and let's say it's been a few years since they've ran, and they're like, I'm just going to go out and, you know, do 3 miles. That delayed onset muscle soreness will start in, you know, 1-2 days later, and the, you know, the, that feeling is really quite terrible. And then, you know, that's not great motivation to keep going, right? So I often suggest starting with a run walk. You know, don't just go out there and run 3 miles, but maybe it's 10 minutes to start with, and you do a 30 second run, a minute walk, 30 second run, a minute walk, and then you can build from there. So then maybe I take it to 45 second run and a 30 second walk. You know, keep adjusting those ratios so until eventually you're running that whole distance. But if you do that, you will lessen the soreness that you're going to get. So that's what I would suggest.
Does running on a treadmill at all mirror running in, you know, I guess in real life? I know. You know, anybody that runs at a treadmill, what do you mean that's not running in real life? But, you know, but running out on the road.
Right. And I, you know, I'm not opposed to running on the treadmill. You're still running. You're not getting the wind or the elevation changes, but that's okay too. You know, as long as your body's moving and it's getting used to that impact, for one, and then that cardiovascular endurance that it takes to run, our treadmill is a fine place to start. Absolutely.
We've had some elevated temperatures lately here, which have been hot. Right. So what are some things people should watch out with that?
Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And that's something to remember for the Canal Run too, because we'll often get some, you know, warm temperatures during that event as well. So making sure you're hydrated, you know, days before you start exercising, and then, you know, during that exercise as well, and then post recovery too. So, you know, make sure that you are drinking enough water to maintain that level of fitness or that level of activity.
And what about eating? You know, should you eat first, or do you carbo load? I mean, what's the best way to do it?
You know, there's a lot of information out there about that, but I would say for, you know, a typical 30 to 60 minute exercise session, there's no need to carbo load. You know, just eat your normal healthy diets of, you know, whole grains, fruits, vegetables. And some people, you know, everybody's different. Some will have to eat something right before they go, maybe a banana, something quick. Others, you know, their stomach gets upset if they do that. So, you know, kind of know your body. And I would suggest maybe not eating until, you know, not eating an hour before you exercise or so, and just play with it. You know, see what works for you. Everyone's different.
All right. We're looking forward to the Canal Run on July 21st. Hope to see you out there. Angela, it's always been great.
Thank you for having me.
Copper Country Today. We'll be right back.